This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called The Miracle of Mercy. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows us how God uses the miracle of mercy to transform our lives. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called Journey with Jesus. This deluxe gift book will help you uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Showing Mercy to Your Family.
Hurt people hurt people. Anytime somebody's hurting you, it's because they're hurting. We don't just automatically hurt other people. You hurt people when you are hurting. Other people hurt you when they are hurting. And if you understand their hurt, you're going to be a lot more patient with them. You look past the anger and look at their fear. You look past their anger and you look at their pain and you go, oh, you cut them some slack. Like the people you work with, they're people you work with, you just go, that person's a VDP, very draining person. And if you actually knew where they've come from, you'd be a lot more patient with them. You see, when we look at people, we always go, look how far they've got to go. But instead of saying, look how far they've come. And if you knew, well, man, if I had their parents, I'd probably be messed up too. If I had that situation grow up, I'd probably be full of pain. I'd probably be more insecure. When you have wisdom, when you understand why people do what they do, you're a whole lot more patient with them. You're much more patient with a toddler because you understand them better than they do. And so you can be patient with them. A man's wisdom gives him patience. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 3:27, whenever you are able, do good to people who need help. Circle the word need. It doesn't say do good to people who deserve help. There are a lot of people in your life, and particularly in your family, they don't always deserve your kindness. They haven't been kind to you. But you give them what they need, not what they deserve, which, by the way, is what God does with you. God doesn't give you what you deserve. God gives you what you need. That's called mercy. And when you're being merciful, you give your kindness to people when they need kindness, even though they've been rude to you, even though they've been mean. They come home and they've had a really tough day and they start taking it out on you. Your response is to start defending yourself instead of going, they had a tough day. I'm just going to be kind to them. They don't deserve it because they were just rude to me. I didn't cause their bad day, but they had a bad day and they're taking it out on me. And you just be kind to them anyway. Earlier in the series, when we did the first small group, we talked about the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan. If you're driving down the road and you see somebody on the side of the road and they're bleeding to death, you don't go up to them and say, do you deserve my help? No, you just help them. You don't say, was this your own fault? You don't say, did you cause this? You don't say, are you here legally? You don't say a lot of things. You just help them. That's called mercy. Mercy doesn't say, do you deserve it? Was it your fault? Could you help yourself? No, you just help them, which, by the way, is what God, as I said, does with you. Now, the Bible gives a lot of reasons for being kind, and I won't go into all of them. I did once a study through the whole Bible. The Bible says you ought to be kind because God's been kind to you. He's kind to you every moment of your life. You ought to be kind because kindness is an act of worship. When you're kind, God says, that's like worshiping me. Kindness makes you happy. The Bible says kindness makes you attractive. Did you know that? Write this verse down. Proverbs 19:22. Kindness makes a man attractive. So forget the Botox, just be nice. And you'll be a lot more attractive if you're just a nice person. If you're a kind person, you're gonna be attractive. It's why I'm just so sexy, okay? Now, kindness makes other people want to be kind to you. The Bible says that over and over. And the Bible also says that God blesses kindness, and when you're kind to other people, God is kind to you. You say, but Rick, what about that family member who's never been kind to me. Some of you have a sibling, a brother, sister, they've never been kind to you. It's kind of like the Mary and Edith relationship in Downton Abbey. You know, Mary was never kind to Edith. And some of you grew up and you had parents who, frankly, were emotionally incapable of being kind to you. What do you do with that? Proverbs, 1 Thessalonians 5 says this in the Bible. Don't be hateful to people just because they're hateful to you. We'll talk about that in future weeks. Rather, be good to each other and to everyone else. I was having a conversation with Kay one day, and I was complaining about my physical aches and pains. And Kay said, you know, if you don't take care of your health, you're going to die before me. Now, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but in my mind, I was thinking, and what's wrong with that? Sounds good to me. I mean, I don't want to be living here after I spent 40 years with this woman. I don't want to be by myself alone. I'd much rather that I go first than my wife go first. And I'm embarrassed. That's what I thought. But you know, the more I thought about it, I thought, that is an incredibly self-centered way of thinking. It's certainly not loving.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover and is filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. You'll join Pastor Rick as he traces Jesus' journey through Jerusalem to Calvary. It is the most passionate and powerful path Jesus walked while here on earth. You'll uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. And you'll experience the joy and peace that only comes from a deep understanding of the love Jesus showed for you on the cross. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. You can call 800-600-5004. Or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
The Bible says that God blesses kindness. And when you're kind to other people, God is kind to you. You say, but Rick, what about that family member who's never been kind to me? Some of you have a sibling, a brother, sister, they've never been kind to you. It's kind of like the Mary and Edith relationship in Downton Abbey. You know, Mary was never kind to Edith. And some of you grew up and you had parents who, frankly, were emotionally incapable of being kind to you. What do you do with that? Proverbs, 1 Thessalonians 5 says this in the Bible. Don't be hateful to people just because they're hateful to you. We'll talk about that in future weeks. Rather, be good to each other and to everyone else. I was having a conversation with Kay one day, and I was complaining about my physical aches and pains. And Kay said, you know, if you don't take care of your health, you're going to die before me. Now, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but in my mind, I was thinking, and what's wrong with that? Sounds good to me. I mean, I don't want to be living here after I spent 40 years with this woman. I don't want to be by myself alone. I'd much rather that I go first than my wife go first. And I'm embarrassed. That's what I thought. But you know, the more I thought about it, I thought, that is an incredibly self-centered way of thinking. It's certainly not loving. It's thinking of me, not her. Thinking about what's best for me, not her. It was incredibly insensitive, incredibly unmerciful. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, I've got to change. I've got to repent. And I began to think about, I saw what Kay and I went through when we lost a child. And I watched the deep, deep grief in my wife when she lost a family member. And I thought, I don't want her going through that again and losing me. And I thought, the unselfish thing is for me to put up with the grief rather than her to put up with the grief. And so I made a commitment to her. I said, okay, I'm going to do the best I can to get healthy, to be in shape, and to not prematurely die so that I'm here as long as you are here. That's an unselfish thing. And I vowed to get healthy. I've gotten healthy many, many times, but a lot of times it's for personal benefits. But this was really an act of love. It was more for her benefit. I didn't want her living by herself alone. And love became my motivation. Did you know that 97%, this is a health statistic in America, 97% of all dads are not taking good care of their health, 97%. Now here at Saddleback a few years ago, we started the Daniel Plan. We have literally thousands of people involved in a plan to get healthy in five different areas. And when we started out, we had a good number of men as well as a good number of women. 15,000 people signed up, but the men dropped out. And today, about 80% of the people doing the Daniel Plan at Saddleback are women. That makes me embarrassed for my gender. I'm going, oh, great. I'm going to get to be the pastor of fit moms and flabby dads. So men, man up. All right? The best thing you can do for your mother or your wife this year is get healthy. If you want to do the unselfish, loving thing for your wife, you need to get in shape. You need to get healthy. All right, let's go on. Third way that we can show mercy to our family members is by letting go of past hurts. By letting go of past hurts. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:5, love, real love, keeps no record of wrongs. Do you do that? Do you keep a mental record of every wrong your husband's ever done or your wife's ever done or your parents have ever done or your kids have ever done? And you're keeping a mental record so that when you do something wrong, they go, well, you did this. Yeah, but you did that. But you did this, but you did that. The Bible says love doesn't do that. Love doesn't keep a record and store up all the bad things, the hurts, the offenses, so that you can pull them out as ammunition and you can nurse yourself with them. Don't do that. Love keeps no record of wrongs. I heard a guy say one time, he said, I went home last night, my wife gave me an earful, she got historical. He said, a friend said, you mean hysterical? I said, no, historical. She told me everything I've ever done wrong. Yeah. Write this down. Don't repeat it, delete it. Don't repeat it, delete it. Let go of the past hurts. Love keeps no record of wrongs. When you hold on to a hurt, you are not being loving. Don't repeat it, delete it. Now, that means three things. It means when somebody, your spouse hurts you, you don't rehearse it over and over in your mind, but he said this to me, she said this to me. You don't rehearse it over and over and over. You don't get resentment. You don't keep bringing it back up as a relational weapon, but you did that. You don't hold it over their head. And you certainly don't tell other people about it. That's called gossip. You let it go. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:5, love is not rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable or touchy. Love, notice, does not hold grudges. Circle the word grudges. That's interesting that rudeness and holding a grudge are in the same sentence because that's why people are rude. You know this, right? Rude people are simply reacting to past hurts. The only reason anybody's rude is because they're holding on to a past hurt. And when they're reacting to a past hurt, they can't relate to the present, and they certainly can't respond to the future. They're stuck in the past. Rude people are stuck in the past, and they're letting past hurts continue to hold them hostage. And other people, and then they come and take it out on you. That's not fair. So, as I said, hurt people hurt people. Now, the fourth way, real quickly. Fourth way you can show mercy to a family member is by believing God is working in their lives. By believing that God is working in the lives of other people. You must believe that God is working in the life of your spouse, even when you don't see it. You must believe that God is working in the lives of your kids, even when you don't see it. You must believe that God is working in the lives of your other family members, your parents, even though you don't see it. You trust, you believe. Faith and mercy and love and grace all go together. The Bible says that you have to trust God. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Love always trusts. Doesn't just trust other people, trust God. Love always trusts. Love is always hopeful. Not hopeless. Love is always hope-filled. And love perseveres through whatever comes. Now, how do you know if you're trusting God for your marriage? How do you know if you're trusting God for your family? How do you know if you're putting your faith? Love always trusts. Love is always hopeful. Love always believes. How do you know if you're trusting God for your marriage and family? Real simple. Look at how much you pray about it. If you pray about your marriage and your family a lot, you're trusting God a lot. If you pray about your marriage and your family a little, you're trusting God a little. If you're not praying at all for your wife, your husband, your kids, your family, your parents, you're not trusting God at all. It is very clearly seen in your prayers. And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 28, Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my prayer for mercy when I call you. When I call to you for help, when I lift my hands toward your most holy place. Now, I don't know what crisis you're going through right now. Some of you may feel a little hopeless this morning. Some of you are students in junior high, high school, college, and you're feeling hopeless at school. You need to turn to God's love and God's mercy. There was a guy in the Bible who did this. His name was Jeremiah. His life fell apart. But he did not give up hope because he turned to the mercy of God. Last verse on your outline. Jeremiah says this. I will never forget this awful time that he was going through. As I grieve over my loss, yet I still dare to hope. I still dare to hope when I remember this. The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By his mercies, we have been kept from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begin afresh every day. That is the source of hope. Now, these four things that God expects you to do with your family, God does them with you every single day of your life. God overlooks and forgives your mistakes, your sins, your offenses, all the things that you do that offend him, he overlooks and forgives them by his mercy every day of your life. God is kind to you when you need it, but you don't deserve it. God wipes out and forgets all the things you've done wrong when you put your trust in Christ. He wipes it out, forgives, and he forgets. And God is working in your life even when you don't feel it. Let's bow our head for closing prayer. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I need your mercy. I can't be merciful to others in my own power. I need you to be merciful for me. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that you overlook and you forgive all of my offenses and my sins by your mercy. Thank you, God, that you are kind to me when I need it, not when I deserve it, because I don't. Thank you, God, that you wipe out and you forget my past sins when I put my trust in Jesus Christ and what he did to pay for my sins. And I want to accept your grace today. I want to accept your mercy today. Thank you, God, that you've been working in my life even when I didn't know it. I want to get to know you better. I want to learn to love you and trust you and to be a merciful person. In your name I pray, amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Pastor Rick wants to bless you and your family this Easter with beautiful scripture place cards and a special frameable Easter prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. You'll join Pastor Rick as he traces Jesus' journey through Jerusalem to Calvary. It's the most passionate and powerful path Jesus walked while here on earth. You'll uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. And you'll experience the joy and peace that only comes from a deep understanding of the love Jesus showed for you on the cross. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies as gifts for friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today, I want to share with you a special testimony from Delia. Delia says that Daily Hope has helped her with deep anxiety. But then she also shared about what happened as she began to share Daily Hope with her parents. And she writes this: Pastor Rick, a couple years ago, I found myself pretty lost. My company had a merger, and all the senior management were changed overnight, and I was among them. At the same time, my long-term relationship ended. Then, a couple months later, my father was diagnosed with colon cancer. I was in shock, and I fell into a deep depression from all these changes. In fact, every day I experienced a panic attack. But then I found your teaching on Daily Hope. And it just seemed that you understood every emotion that I was going through, emotions that I didn't even know how to verbalize to other people. But it was Daily Hope that helped me get out of bed every morning and gave me the strength to get through each day. Through your teaching on Daily Hope, Pastor Rick, I was able to experience God's love and power like never before. You know, I even translated the Daily Hope devotional for my parents who don't speak English. And they accepted Jesus too. That's amazing, Delia. I am so grateful for you and the team at Daily Hope because it has become the morning routine that I can't live without. Now, Delia, you have been through more pain than I can possibly imagine, some very, very challenging times, and I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry. Sometimes we experience multiple traumas at the same time, and when that happens, that's when we really need the hope of Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad you experienced that, that you found God's love and found God's power. And what a blessing that you translated the Daily Hope devotionals for your parents, and then they accepted Christ. What? That's amazing. I am celebrating with you that they are now in the family of God. It's stories like yours that just encourage me and keep me going. So thanks so much for taking the time to write and share your story. And by the way, anybody else listening, if you have a story, please write me. I would love to read it and love to share it if I can with others. You'll encourage other people with your story. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.